It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much. The Godfather joining us all week. Rico's world tour continues. But this is a very special moment in time for many of us men out here. This right now, literally right now, for the first time in 10 years, college football, EA Sports, it's back. It just went live at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard. And all over, relationships are being destroyed. Men ignoring wives and girlfriends because they're about to become the head coach of Bowling Green and try to bring them to a national title. I wanted to ask this question because I think this is a fascinating case study that, first of all, if you're a child of the 90s and you're in your 40s, you grew up where video games were becoming popular. The old Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, whatever it may be. NHL 94 wraparound move, still undefeated. But college football disappeared 10 years ago. So you have this collection of people who have waited for this game to come back for a decade. But then you have the younger people. If you're in your 20s, this game disappeared just when you would hit the point in your life where you would have been all in on it. You've only heard about the legend that was NCAA football. You have these two groups, and I've never seen the hype for a sports video game like this. Now, the beauty of this release date, if you're a dude, is this is the slowest sports week of the year. So this isn't about being a burnout like Kenny and smoking egregious amounts of weed and not showing up to work. This is about, well, I was just making sure you're paying attention, Kenny. This is about that at the end of your workday and at the end of your responsibilities as a husband, a father, whatever it may be, that little time at the end of the evening, and all of a sudden, you have this. But are there people who took today off to play this game? Oh, yeah. Right now, Jim Costa, he's probably three national titles deep at CMU. But the game's been out for 3 minutes and 54 seconds.
Are you saying take off work for something that was released at 4?
I don't know, man.
To me,
I don't make people's schedule.
I know. I miss the whole video game craze. You know, hey, when's Pong coming back? Okay.
Right. Your deal was cocaine and unprotected sex. You were in a different time. It was Studio 54.
Preludes. Yes.
Whole different world for you.
Okay. And I wish I could have been part of the Madden and all that stuff, because I'm jealous, because whenever I tried to play video games with my nephew, I remember I tried to play the show once, right, the baseball one, and it was like 27-0 in the first. I had no clue. Okay, I'm envious. Like whenever Madden came out years ago, when every year was the release, people would be waiting on lines at the stores to get their Madden.
Well, it's different now, right, because you can buy a digital copy.
Right, exactly.
But I'll give you an example. Right now, Evan Jenkins scheduled his maternity leave for the release of this game?
You mean paternity leave?
Whatever. Had a baby leave. Like, look, the point is, Evan just texted me. 4:03, he's already on. Like, I would just like to know, is this men's day?
I need the Spartan score, Ev. Come on.
It's probably 21-0 Penn State already. But I would like to know, if you've disappeared from video games, are you coming back for this? If you grew up playing this game, but it disappeared, is this a big deal? Or
if you're like me, jealous that you have no idea what you're missing.
Mike, it's not too late. What, is your thumb stop working?
I guess I can figure it out, but I'd be awful.
Can you imagine Stoney hopping back in to the Thunderdome and attempting to play this?
Who would you pick as your team, Stoney? Who are you rebuilding? Ball State?
Is it a dynasty team?
Sure. Huh. Whatever you want it to be, Stoney.
You could create American University in team building.
That's true, since we don't have a team. That'd be awesome.
Could you imagine? No, I want to hear from the people. And again, I'm just telling you, You know, Kenny had a talk with his girlfriend. She's just not going to get the attention she's used to over the next few weeks. There are plenty of people. Like, it's the slowest sports week of the year. The game releasing today, it's brilliance. There is going to be a ton of people playing this, and they're back. And let's face it, college football is a love affair. You have to, we're in Big Ten country.
Right. So do I, you know, choose Saban or Urban as my coach?
You choose Mike Stone.
Oh,
you could
okay.
create Stoney.
Oh, wow.
You could create a coach who only looks at the floor, never makes eye contact.
That'd be
you
awesome.
Could do that.
Now, if I could, is Connor Stallions available?
There's an Ask Stallions button. It's downloadable content.
Okay.
You hit the button and it tells you what your opponent's about to do.
It's awesome.
It's a special feature. But I would like to hear from the people. We want to have a little fun. We'll get back into the Tigers later.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this, are you coming back to this game, or if you're a younger person, we love our younger listeners, college aged.
Yeah.
You didn't have this game. You only heard about it. It's back today. Now, if you're a Spartan fan, in lieu of having an actual football team, this could be your escape. It's the truth. The best part of stuff like this, Rico makes fun of me all the time. You can make the conferences what they used to be. Or, for lack of a better term, you could make college football great again. You could. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the phones in a sec. Kenny, ticket text coming in?
Oh, yeah, big time. People are fired up.
More ticket text on this than the Tigers.
Absolutely. Mike is right. The anticipation for this video game is off the charts. I've never had a gaming console and bought an Xbox specifically for this game. I'm ready to rebuild Central Michigan. Fire up chips. That's from William.
Wow.
Gotta respect that. I'm more excited for this game than almost any game I've ever got. 11 years of waiting ends in about 10 minutes when I get home.
Do you realize
Does the guy from CMU, does he draft like Lefevre and Antonio Brown? Is that the way he does it?
What do you mean?
Does he become their players? You get players, right? Antonio Brown played at Central Michigan.
No, you get the real players currently.
Oh, I thought that was Dynasty. You get to pick. This isn't a historic game.
No, you can get historical players. It's a different mode.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're.
Excuse my ignorance.
Mike. It's not your fault. You're not the demographic.
I know.
The demographic is people my age and younger.
Right, I get it.
And the reality is this game is going to blow the doors off of sales figures because it's the younger people never having it and it's the older people who missed it. And I'm telling you.
So what's the charge? What's the cost for this?
It depends. There's like three different versions of it. Like some people, you know, like geeks like Rico buy the collector's edition of all like little comic books or whatever. Like
right.
He would buy the fancy version of the game, which is like, I don't know, $120. And then there's
that gets the historic.
I don't know what the hell it does. Then there's a middle version that's $100. And then there's the base version that's $70.
Okay.
I don't, again, Rico's a different bird. But like we were trying to get Rico to do this. But see, he acts like he's all above it. And I'm like, dude, you're a nerd. You read comic books for Christ's sakes. Just play the game. He won't do it. Won't do it. He's been gone for 30 years from video games.
Wow.
30. I said, dude, you don't have much going on. Just get the game. And you sure as hell don't have a football team. I mean, this is a way to have MSU back. You can right the wrongs. But I'd love to hear from the people. 248-539-9797. And is this game, is this day a celebration in your world? Have you had to tell your wife, listen, I love you. I really do. But just not this week. I need a few days. And there are far worse things you could be doing as a man. Let's face it. You're at home. There's
well, nothing. There's your coach for Michigan State right now.
Uh-oh. Okay. We're not going to go over Red Roof Inn highlights, okay? Kenny, the ticket text. I'm staying away from that.
My boys started without me. I should have taken the day off. Mistakes were made. That's from Mike.
Do you know Costa spent the weekend eating? He went on a pizza tour.
I know. I wanted to find out how, because I gave him a few ideas.
Well, he went to Connecticut and did like sightseeing and pizza. He's coming back. Now, he was morning show today.
Right.
He's already ordered more pizza today. And he's playing this game until his eyes bleed. He's going to be useless on the air tomorrow. Useless.
Did he go to Pepe's?
He went to Pepe's, Sally's, and Modern.
And I told him to go to the hamburger place, which was the place.
Where it was invented, in the little iron things. Yeah. New Haven.
Yeah.
I don't know if he went there. Okay. Long story short, morning show might be terrible tomorrow morning. Costa's not going to sleep. It's going to be a problem. Kenny?
Should I skip my kids' Little League district tournament game to start playing? That's from Chef Chris.
100%, Chris.
It's a district game, though. I don't know. Could go to Williamsport. You don't want to miss it.
All right, you can't skip it. Don't get a divorce over this.
No.
I'm just saying, if it's like, hey, do you want to watch our programs? No, I do not. In fact, no, I do not.
You could be rebuilding Toledo. I mean, that sounds a little more important to me.
Listen, there are a lot of programs that need your help out there.
Yes.
Okay?
And what else is that? Home Run Derby? You don't have to watch that.
You can't do it. You can't. But I'd love to hear from the men who have set the table. Like Kenny. You got to have a talk with your girl and just go, listen, it's not about you. It's about me.
It's about my hands.
Kenny, you got to temper the expectations.
There is a period next month where her work schedule just really picks up. She's not going to be in the apartment at all, especially at nighttime.
Perfect.
Your boy's going to have some time.
Why doesn't she just start that right now?
Like hey, honey, could you just go to work or anywhere else?
Go find something to do. I'm a little busy. Kenny Kott, head coach of the Buffalo Bulls.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.